Welcome to the Indie Film Hustle Podcast, episode number 174. Skills are cheap. Passion is priceless. Gary Vanderchuk.
Broadcasting from the back alley in Hollywood, it's the Indie Film Hustle Podcast, where we show you how to survive and thrive as an indie filmmaker in the jungles of the film biz. And here's your host, Alex Ferrari.
Welcome, my Indie Film Hustlers, to another episode of the Indie Film Hustle Podcast. I am your humble host, Alex Ferrari. Today's show, I wanted to give you a sneak peek at the Hollywood Directing Masterclass course that we released with Gil Beckman, and it is a game-changing course. And I wanted to give you one of the lessons for free so you guys could listen to it and just see what kind of cool stuff Gil does. I mean, I've been directing for 20 years, and you know, when I watched this course and took this course, Gil gave me all sorts of ideas that I just did not have before. And it's one of the best rated filmmaking courses on Udemy right now. And without any further ado, here is a lesson on how to amp up your static shots just by using lenses. And you know how much I love my lenses. So it's kind of a little masterclass on lensmanship, as he calls it. And enjoy, guys. I think you guys are going to get a lot out of it.
The different lenses lend themselves to different kinds of shots, okay? So when you're talking about field of vision and depth of field, all right, with a wide angle lens, you can see, you know, the world, the entire world, okay? So what would be a good shot to do with a wide angle lens? A big shot.
Master.
Pardon?
Big master.
A big master, okay. But specifically, what subject? What kind of...
The city, or if you want to do a city. A city. Or even if you want to do a shot in a bathroom, you want to get the entire bathroom.
Yeah, all right. But that's a little atypical. But basically, with a wide-angle lens, when you're talking about if it's big and you want to see all of it, right... Use a wide-angle lens. Basically, it's your establishing lens because you see all of it, and it's all in focus. So, a big room, or a big stadium, right? All right. This is the thing about a normal room will look the true size, not with a 50-millimeter lens, but with a wide angle, okay? Because of the field of vision property. The telephotos are good for something which is like if you have one thing and you want it to fill the frame and to be that which is like if you want to isolate something in a frame, like this shot of a butterfly, okay? This is a good application of a telephoto lens, right? Because you see only this one thing because of the narrow field of vision. Right, and because of the narrow depth of field, only the butterfly is in focus. Everything else is soft. This is the Brooklyn Bridge with a wide-angle lens, and you see all of the bridge and much of the Manhattan skyline behind it. Okay, so if it's big and you want to see all of it, use the wide-angle lens because of the wide-angle lens's ability to show you great field of vision and great depth of field. Okay, that clear? Now, if you're talking about applications of lenses in terms of perspective, okay, the way that perspective changes the way that things look with a wide angle lens, it makes objects look bigger or more or bulkier or more bulbous, more round. Right? I mean, for a perfect example, if you had a beautiful Greek column, if this was a Greek column, all right, of the Parthenon, and I shot it with a wide angle lens at this height, with a 9.5 lens, okay, what would it look like? Exactly. Angela's got it. It would taper to the top, taper to the bottom, and be fat in the middle. Is that aesthetically pleasing? No, because it's made, what is graceful has been made bulky and bulbous, okay? But some things look good, bulky and bulbous. What can you think of which looks big, good if it's big and fat and juicy?
Maybe
Burger.
A burger. A burger is closer to it. Yeah. All right, a burger looks good, big, fat, and juicy. What else besides a burger? Food. What other piece of food?
Ice cream.
Or?
An apple
or a tomato, right? Or a car. For some weird reason, cars look nice when they're big and curvy, kind of like girls. I don't know. Like big is not right, but curvy, the distortion of a car, you know, the lines of a car made curvy by the distortion of the wide angle lens, this distortion here, the extreme wide angle, looks good. Okay, that's the way the perspective alters the way that things look. Now, with telephoto, it's the opposite. Okay, with the extreme telephoto, extreme long lenses, you get things looking thinner. Okay, what looks better thinner? If you're shooting a close-up on your leading lady, what lens are you going to use? 35? No. 100.
I can't speak more highly about this course. I mean, it's such a great course on directing, and specifically how to move the camera, how to get good action sequences, how to tell a story visually. It's a unique course because there is not much of anything like this out online, and it's so well put together. And Gil is just an amazing instructor. So I definitely advise you guys to go out there and check it out. Just head over to indiefilmhustle.com/directing19. That's indiefilmhustle.com/directing19. And that'll give you the course for $19. And normally the course sells for $200. So definitely check it out, guys. Thank you so much. And as always, keep that hustle going. Keep that dream alive. And I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Indie Film Hustle podcast at IndieFilmHustle.com. That's IndieFilmHustle.com.